Now, who knows what a neutrino is? Nobody? Well, they're little particles, and right now there are around 1,000 trillion of them flowing through your body. A massive experiment's taking place today in the United States to fire some of these neutrinos through 435 meters of rock and find out more about them. The results could change the way we view the universe. Let's speak to Dr. Alphonse Weber, a physicist at Oxford University who's been researching neutrinos. Dr. Weber, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening.
These are very small particles.
Yes, for all what we know, they are just a point. They don't really have any dimension, but still they are there. So they are one of the very fundamental particles we know about.
Smaller than an electron and
no,
a neutron.
No, actually, the same size of the electron. As far as we know, the electron is also just a point in space and doesn't really have any extension.
Now, there are some of these little things that can harm human tissue and some that can't.
Yeah, these neutrinos, yes, they are all over in the universe. They're actually the most abundant particle at all, but they are very difficult to get at because they just go through your body without even noticing that you are there. Some of them actually can go through a light year of solid lead before ever being stopped. So that's why we have so much difficulty with those, because they are difficult to come by.
Now, they're going to be fired through 435 meters of rock for some reason. What's the idea here then? Are you hoping the rock is going to stop them?
Yeah, it's even actually worse. What we will do, we will produce some of these neutrinos at this accelerator center in the States and at Fermilab, and then they will actually travel through 735 kilometers of rock. And then we have a detector there, and we try to detect them. So we need, of course, plenty of them, otherwise, because most of them just go through our detector. But what we want to learn is there is not only one neutrino. There are actually several types of neutrinos. And we want to see how one of them changes itself into another one. That is something which we suspect to happen, and we want actually to measure that, because this really, if that is really happening, that neutrinos change from one type to the other, that requires these neutrinos to have mass. And if they have mass, then this is in a totally different ball game, because then it really influences how our universe develops, how it has been created, how it's going to die.
And no rock will be damaged in the making of this experiment.
No, we had to excavate, of course, a little bit. But no, they just get through. You don't even realize that they are there.
Right. So it's of great interest to scientists. And could you explain to us, could you explain it very well so far, I've got to say, why the rest of us should be interested in the results of this?
Yeah, this, I think, is very basic and fundamental research. We always want to know where we are coming from. And these neutrinos, if they do have mass, and we can't put them on the scale because they would just fall through, so we have to do this more complicated experiment to figure out, to learn about that mass, then if they do have mass, even if it's only very tiny, because there are so many in the universe, they very much will influence how the universe expands. You all may have heard these days that neutrino that the universe does expand, and it would go on forever and ever. However, if these neutrinos do have mass, then in a few billion years from now, the universe may recontract, and that will just tell us, will then end in an entirely different way to what people believe these days.
All right. Well, you're a very good teacher, Dr. Weber. I've got to say, no wonder you're a physicist at Oxford University. Thanks for explaining it all to us, Dr. Alphonse Weber.